Verdict 60 words. Pi is a free MIT licensed terminal coding harness with a 200 token system prompt, 4 core tools, and 37 plus verified models across 20 plus providers. It strips out licensing fees and lets you route to DeepSeek V4 flash at $0. 10/M tokens instead of Claude at $5.00/M. The price. No sandboxing, no IDE, no built-in plan mode. Right for power users who have hit the ceiling on closed harnesses. What Pi Agent is Pi Irondale Works / Pi is an open source AI agent toolkit built by Mario Zechner and shipped under the MIT license. The GitHub repository has 62.4K stars as of June 2026 and is written primarily in TypeScript, 93.5%. It reached V0.78.0 in May 2026 and landed on Hacker News with 608 points at launch, a durable signal compared to the typical wrapper repo noise. The project is a monorepo with 4 core packages. Pi Coding Agent, the interactive CLI you actually run, npx at mariozechner/pi-coding-agent, Pi Agent Core, the runtime engine handling tool calling and state management Pi AI, a unified multi-provider LLM API abstracting Anthropic, OpenAI, Google, Azure, AWS Bedrock, Mistral, Grok, Cerebras, xAI, Hugging Face, Open Router, and Alama Pi TUI, a terminal UI library with differential rendering. The design philosophy is explicit. Keep the core small and make the rest open to user extension. Pi deliberately excludes built-in MCP support, sub-agent orchestration, permission pop-ups, and plan mode from core. Those aren't oversights, they're the product decision. You extend via TypeScript extensions, skills, prompt templates, and themes that load at runtime. Pi supports agents. MD files for project-specific agent context, the same convention Claude Code and Codex use. It ships containerization patterns for sandboxing rather than baking in permission prompts. Supply chain hygiene is part of the spec, pinned direct dependencies, shrinkwrap files, and pre-commit lockfile checks. See the full repository at github.com/irondaleworks/pi. Why it's efficient? The numbers that matter. The efficiency story starts with the system prompt. Claude Code ships with a system prompt around 10,000 tokens. Pi's default is approximately 200 tokens. At Claude Opus 4.7 pricing, $5,000/m input tokens, that gap costs $0.049 per session in system prompt overhead alone before the model reads a single line of your code. Run 200 sessions a month, and you're spending roughly $10 purely on Claude Code system prompt compared to under $0.10 with Pi on the same model. The real multiplier comes from provider routing. Pi's Pi AI layer lets you swap models per task without changing your workflow. Comparing model costs for a typical 500K token coding session, model input, $/m, output, $/m, 500K session ESD. Claude Opus 4.7.5, $0.25, $0.15, $20 DeepSeek V4 Pro $0.00, $435, $0.00, $87, $0.00, $65 DeepSeek V4 Flash $0.00, $0.983, $0.00, $1,966, $0.00, $15 Alama Local $0.00, $0.00, $0.00, $0.00. Pi itself carries no licensing cost. You pay only for model API calls. There are no seat fees, hosted runtime charges, or subscription tiers for the core harness. Context handling also contributes to efficiency. Pi's session tree system, /tree/fork commands, lets you branch from any prior message, rolling back bad agent paths without restarting. Instead of refeeding full context to recover from a wrong turn, you rewind to the branch point. The automatic compaction feature, /compact, summarizes older messages while keeping recent ones, extending effective context without burning tokens on stale history. The four-tool minimalism matters too. Fewer tools in the system prompt means less token overhead per call and a tighter action space for the model to reason over. Frontier models don't need hand-holding is the Pi team's stated rationale. Give the model fewer declared tools, let it work with Bash to cover edge cases, and avoid the overhead of a sprawling tool registry. Recent commits and roadmap, last 30 days, Pi V0. 78. 0 shipped in May 2026. Changelog with 4 notable changes. 1. Named startup sessions. Name slash and flag sets the session display name before startup across interactive, print, JSON, and RPC modes. This makes multi-session workflows and RPC integrations easier to trace. 2. OSC8 file slash slash hyperlinks. Built-in file tool titles now render clickable hyperlinks when the terminal and TMUX client supports OSC8. Reduces friction navigating large diffs. 3. Extension author exports, convert to PNG, parse args, and the args type are now exported for extension authors, lowering the surface for third-party tool packages. 4. AWS Bedrock endpoint fix, resolved a regression in regional endpoint resolution, restoring inference profile support while preserving custom VPC slash proxy overrides. The pattern in recent commits is tooling polish and integration stability rather than feature bloat. Named sessions, terminal hyperlinks, and a Bedrock fix are harness layer concerns. The team is not shipping MCP or plan mode. The trajectory is tightening what exists. V0. 79. 3 shipped on 2026-06-13, changelog. Continuing this pattern with bug fixes and stability improvements in the Pi coding agent core. No new surface area features were introduced, consistent with the Pi team's stated philosophy of keeping the core small. The OMyPi fork, github.com/can1357/OMyPi, is the most active community derivative, adding hash-anchored edits, LSB integration, Python and browser tools, and sub-agent patterns on top of the core. If you need those capabilities before they land in mainline Pi, OMyPi is the place to look. Real workflow patterns Pi plus local, Alama, run Alama locally and point Pi at it via the Pi AI Alama provider. 0 inference cost, no data leaving your machine. Effective for routine refactors and documentation tasks where a smaller model suffices. This pattern is the cheapest option in the stack and works offline. Throughput is hardware constrained, so it's unsuitable for time-sensitive parallel workloads. Pi plus Claude Sonnet slash Opus use Pi as the harness, but route to Claude models for maximum code quality. You get Claude's intelligence without Claude code system, prompt overhead, or model lock-in. Useful when the task complexity demands frontier reasoning, but you want harness control. With a custom Pi slash system. MD, you can remove sections of the default prompt irrelevant to your code base, and keep the effective system prompt under 500 tokens even when routing to Opus. Pi plus DeepSeek slash GPT-5 for cost-optimized bulk tasks for batch processing, generating test suites, adding docstrings, creating migration files, route to DeepSeek V4 Flash or GPT-5 Mini. The session tree lets you fork at any failure point rather than restarting the whole batch. The RPC mode, Pi RPC, enables headless programmatic control from any language, useful for wiring Pi into CI pipelines or custom orchestrators without embedding a shell script. Honest failure modes and community criticism, Pi's minimalism is the product. That also makes its failure modes predictable. No sandboxing by default. Pi explicitly operates in what the docs call YOLO mode. The agent can run any bash command without a permission prompt. The project documents 3 containerization patterns, Docker, dev containers, NSJail, but none are on by default. Claude code prompts before destructive operations, Pi does not. On shared machines or CI environments with broad permissions, this is a real risk. Terminal only. There is no IDE extension, web UI, or mobile interface. For teams where developers work primarily in VS Code or JetBrains, Pi offers no native integration. Claude Code has VS Code and JetBrains extensions. Cursor has Pi beat on IDE surface entirely. No built-in plan mode or subagents. The OMyPi fork and community packages add these, but mainline Pi requires you to build or import them. If your workflow depends on agent-generated plans that a human reviews before execution, that's your engineering problem with Pi. Setup overhead. Provider API keys, auth, and rate limit management remain entirely yours. Claude Code handles this behind a subscription. With Pi routing to 5 providers, you're managing 5 sets of credentials, rate limits, and billing dashboards. Community reception is measured. The 608.8 Shen launch indicates genuine interest, but the thread noted that Pi's value is proportional to how much terminal native, TypeScript fluent customization your team can invest. Developers who want polished defaults and minimal config reported friction, the phrase that appeared repeatedly, powerful for the 20% of workflows where you've hit the ceiling elsewhere. Pi vs Claude Code Opus 4. 7 vs Codex CLI vs Ader, see our individual deep dives for full analysis. Claude Code Codex CLI Ader. This section focuses on the comparison axes most relevant to choosing Pi. Pi Claude Code Codex CLI Ader license, MIT proprietary MIT, OpenAI, Apache 2. 0 system prompt 200 tokens 10, 000 tokens 3, 000 tokens 1, 500 tokens model lock in none, 20 plus providers. Claude family open AI family none tools, default, 410 plus 6 git diff, focus sandboxing manual prompt based git diff, review IDE integration none vs code, JetBry, NS none none plan mode extension required built in MCP support extension required built in no cost, harness. Free subscription, free BIOC, free VS Claude Code Opus 4. 7. Claude Code wins on polish, IDE integration, built-in MCP, and beginner friction. Pi wins on system prompt overhead, model flexibility, and harness customizability. Claude Code system prompt is locked, you cannot replace it. Pi's is fully replaceable via Pi/system. MD. VS Codex CLI, Codex is open AI native and built primarily for GPT series models. Pi supports a wider provider set. Codex has more mature plan mode UX out of the box. If you're on an open AI contract, Codex is the lower friction path. Otherwise, Pi's provider flexibility wins. VS Ader. Ader is purpose built around Git diff workflows. Every change goes through a structured commit loop. That's stronger auditability for teams that want to review every agent action via Git. Pi's bash tool is broader but less auditable. Ader's architecture-aware diff approach beats Pi on precise multi-file refactors with clear change boundaries. Pi beats Ader on extensibility and provider choice. See also the full AI coding agents buyer's guide for 2026 for a ranked comparison across 12 tools. When to adopt Pi VS, when to skip adopt Pi when. You're already terminal native and manage your own API keys across multiple providers. Your team's bottleneck is model cost, not harness features. Pi's provider routing can cut per task, spend by 1050x on non-frontier models. You need custom tool integrations that closed harnesses won't expose. RPC mod. E, custom type script extensions. You're building your own orchestration layer and want a composable library, not an opinionated framework. You want the same harness loop to run against Claude today and a local model tomorrow without workflow changes. Skip Pi when. Your team works primarily in IDE environments. The terminal only constraint is a daily friction tax. You need enterprise audit trails, SSO, managed deployment, or compliance logging. Pi doesn't ship these. You want sandboxing without infrastructure work. Pi's YOLO default requires you to build containerization before it's safe to run autonomously your new to agentic coding workflows. The minimal defaults mean you'll spend more time me configuring than coding in the first month. Your workflow depends on plan review loops. Pi's core has no plan mode. You'd build it yourself. FAQ queue. Is Pi actually faster than Claude Code for code tasks? Raw latency depends on the model, not the harness. Pi's minimal system prompt reduces the token count sent on each call, which marginally shortens time to first token. The bigger latency gain comes from session branching. Recovering from a bad agent path takes seconds. Fork, not restart, instead of rerunning from scratch. Claude Code wins on guardrails and IDE integration. Pi wins on raw API cost and model flexibility. Q. Can I use Pi with Claude Code's subscription models? Pi's Pi AI Anthropic integration uses Anthropic's API directly via your own API key. It does not hook into Claude Code's subscription. Claude Pro/Max subscriptions are not accessible via the API. You need an Anthropic API key with separate billing. Q. How does Pi handle context compaction compared to Claude Code? Both implement compaction, but differently. Claude Code uses a proprietary summarization pass with its locked system prompt context. Pi's slash compact command summarizes older messages while preserving recent turns, and you can trigger it manually or configure auto compaction thresholds. The session tree lets you branch before compaction triggers, preserving full fidelity on branches you care about. Q. What's the realistic monthly cost for a team of 5 using Pi with DeepSeek V4 Pro? Rough estimate, 5 developers times 20 sessions slash week times 4 weeks times 500k token slash session equals 200m token slash month. At DeepSeek V4 Pro rates $0.435 input plus $0.87 output, blended $0.65 slash m, that's approximately $130 slash month for the full team. The same usage on Claude Opus 4.7 would run approximately $3,000 slash month. Pi's free harness doesn't change this math. The cost delta is entirely the model choice. Q, is Pi safe to run in CI pipelines with explicit containerization, Docker, dev containers, or NSJail as documented? Yes. Without it, no. Pi's RPC mode, RPC, supports headless invocation from CI scripts, but you must provision the sandbox separately. The project documents all 3 approaches in its security section. See the changelog for sandboxing updates in recent releases. Q, does Pi support multi-agent workflows? Mainline Pi does not ship sub-agents. The OMyPi community fork, github.com/can1357/omypi, add sub-agent orchestration, and the Pi subagents package, github.com/tintinweb/pi-subagents, adds parallel execution with a live widget and mid-run steering. Both are community-maintained, not official Pi. Q. What model should I start with on Pi? Start with Claude Sonnet 4.6 on your Anthropic API key. It gives you a reliable baseline to compare against your Claude Code workflows. Once you're comfortable with Pi's session model, try routing bulk tasks to DeepSeek V4 Flash to validate cost savings before committing to a provider swap. For a broader comparison of coding agents, see AI Coding Agents Production 2026 Buyer's Guide, AI Coding Agents Buyer's Guide for 2026. Individual deep dives. AI Tool Deep Dive Claude Code, Claude Code AI Tool Deep Dive Codex, CLI AI Tool Deep Dive Aider.